Welcome everyone to the JACCP podcast. My name is Jean Nappe. I'm a professor emeritus from the Medical University of South Carolina College of Pharmacy. And today I'm going to be reading an editorial that I wrote in March of 2021. And it was titled, Gender Disparities, Is the Glass Half Full or Half Empty? And this was in regard to an article that was published in 2021. And Awad had provided some valuable information in an article that was about gender distribution of editors and editorial boards of 20 different pharmacy journals. And she found in her study that 20% or 4 out of 20 of the journals had a female editor-in-chief, and of the 813 editorial board members, 40% were women. However, it had a very wide range of about 8 to 63%. Now, I thought there were a number of thought-provoking issues that were discussed in this paper. My first thought was, what is the exact role of the editorial board members? You know, would it be the same for all 20 journals? And although I agreed that editorial board members are considered experts in their respective fields of knowledge or practice, I question whether the uniformity of their responsibilities or their review circumstances. For example, are they used as blind reviewers, or do they solicit reviewers? Are they asked to solicit admissions for publication to the journal? How significant is their influence in determining the landscape related to the publications? So I suspected that the responsibilities and the circumstances varied quite a bit among the journals. Now, the author suggested that there may be implicit bias in the editorial process due to the apparent lack of gender equity among some of the journals. And I think to address this point with certainty, one would have to know the data regarding manuscript submissions. What percent of manuscripts submitted are by women as the primary authors? Are the reviews blinded? What is the gender of the reviewers? Is there a relationship between the gender of the manuscripts submitted by women and the gender of the editors of these journals? We don't have the answers to those. Awad correctly noted in the discussion of the paper that there is a lag time between years of experience necessary to gain the type of expertise expected of an editor or of an editorial board member, and the percentage of women in the profession. Interestingly, the percentage of female students enrolled in the first professional doctor of pharmacy degree programs has been fairly consistent at about 63%, or ranging from about 60% to 67% over the last 30 years. Editorial board members are often, although not always, faculty members. So if one looks at the gender distribution of faculty in departments of pharmacy practice, the percentage of female faculty members has dramatically increased. 20 years ago, there were about 3,600 full-time faculty members, of which about 30% or 36% were women. However, in the discipline of pharmacy practice, the distribution was about 50-50. Looking at the same data table that was provided about 20 years ago now, we could see that about 23% of full professors and 37% of associate professors were female. So if one extrapolates then and says if the current editorial board members are made up of seasoned practitioners, kind of arbitrarily defined as people with 20 plus years of experience, then perhaps the average of 40% female representation on editorial boards would be appropriate. Looking at data that was 10 years old, actually now 12 years since this editorial was written in 2021, there were more women, about 1,500 women versus about 1,000 men in the discipline of pharmacy practice. Again, if we look at historically the more senior faculty, there were nearly twice as many full professors that were men, which again, these data are old, but there were about 211 versus 112 of full professors, so more men than women. But if you looked at female associate professors, there were more female associate professors, 370 versus 303. And if we looked at assistant professors, there were nearly twice as many female assistant professors as men. So those were data from 12 years ago. More recent data from the 2020 to 21 year show that in the discipline of pharmacy practice, the number of women compared to men continues to increase, so that there are twice as many women as men. And now if we looked at it's very similar to the percentage of female pharmacy students, which is about 66%. Although there were more full professors that were male, 298 versus 217, the associate professors, there were more females, 650 versus 334. So these data show that in the discipline designated as pharmacy practice, there's an increasing number of women in faculty positions, and they have successfully made their way up the academic ladder. Although it's not broken down into gender categories, I would point out that only 43% of full professors and 20% of associate professors in the discipline of pharmacy practice were tenured faculty. So this may affect the ability of individuals to serve on editorial boards, particularly women who generally assume more responsibilities in terms of child rearing and household duties. And so without having tenure, women may feel that they don't have an adequate amount of time to donate to editorial board duties. Associate professors may be focusing on achieving promotion and tenure through their research endeavors rather than service to professional journals. Now, many organizations are taking positive steps toward addressing inequities by consciously expanding leadership opportunities to underrepresented groups. Women and minorities often see things from a different perspective, and in order for the profession to grow, as many ideas as possible need to come to the surface and be tried. When I was a PharmD student many eons ago, there were only two women in my PharmD class. We had a class of 12. And I personally feel like I've hit my head on the glass ceiling a few times in my career, but I also have seen many, many positive changes. I can appreciate the growth of clinical pharmacy and the leadership roles of women and minorities in the profession. So I believe that the glass is half full, but that doesn't mean that we should be complacent. Now, I was able to gather just a few pieces of information that is very current from March of 2023 and from ACP, so looking at faculty ranks, and this is all full-time faculty, not just the discipline of pharmacy practice. And as of 2023, nearly a third of the deans are now female. So there were 74 males and 37 females. There are more associate and assistant deans that are females and compared to men. And although men still, there are more male full professors, the number of associate professors and assistant professors are greater for females. So I think that there is definitely trends, and we see that, and it's not to be unexpected given the fact that the majority of our students are female. So females are making definite progress.